Hello, this is Jackson Bird, and you're listening to the podcast version of First Draft Theater, a newsletter featuring my half-baked takes on current events, history, internet culture, the trans agenda, and more, as well as updates on my life and work. If you'd like to read this instead, simply visit firstdrafttheater.substack.com. The links to everything I mention will be in the show notes and at firstdrafttheater.substack.com. But for today, Thursday, December 7th, 2023, since it's been so long since I last put out a newsletter, the main segment is really just a big update in a sort of meta way. It's all about something that I'm calling the sequel to my first book, Sorted. And yes, that is an exaggeration and a bit of clickbait, but stick with me. In early spring of 2019, a good friend and I were on the bus back to New York City from Philadelphia, where we'd been leading programming at Fandom Forward's Granger Leadership Academy conference. It was a couple of hours into the bus ride, and we were starting to get a little slap happy. I was down to the wire on deadline for coming up with the title for my debut book, and we had spent most of the journey thus far brainstorming ever sillier ideas. Having long cast aside her serious suggestion of Sorted, which ultimately became the book's title once I emerged from my post-travel haze the next morning and recognized its brilliance, my friend and I were now riffing on puns using my last name, Bird. In a stroke of lexical genius, my friend rattled off a trio of title ideas that were hilariously absurd and patently unusable. This first book, a memoir about me coming into my own as a trans man, could be called Hatching Him. In a few years, I could publish Hard Boiled, My Life as an Influencer. And if I ever achieve my longtime dream of leaving the city, Over Easy, How I Left Big City Life and Started a Farm, would be waiting for me in the wings. 4 years since the first book came out, and so far there has been no hard-boiled. Though I am feeling a bit hard-boiled these days in general, despite continuing to move further away from anything remotely resembling an influencer. Though, a footnote, I did go to a creator event at YouTube last week where I got to play pretend as a YouTuber again. Video evidence of that is in the show notes. Every now and then, I'm tempted to write some kind of second edition of Sorted, one that would strip out all the Harry Potter references and include a new introduction that addresses the transphobic elephant in the room. It would also probably remove a lot of personal stories, journal entries, and poorly worded takes that I really regret including. It's just tough having that book out in the world without any sort of disclaimer about what has happened since it was published. Part of that anxiety led me to writing a blog post which compiles everything I've publicly said about the situation, link in the show notes. I often worry that people won't want to read the book because of its Harry Potter associations, and in fact, I have seen online reviews that say exactly that. But I am not publishing a second edition of Sorted, or a sequel. For the longest time, I was insistent that I wouldn't ever write another memoir-style book, or at least not for a few decades. More recently, I have had a few creative nonfiction book ideas that lean more towards memoir. And who knows, maybe I'll find a chance to use that oh-so-serious, over-easy title for one of them. But no, there is no Sorted 2 in the works. So why the clickbait title? Well, earlier this year, I was invited to join USC professors Henry Jenkins and Colin McClay on their podcast, How Do You Like It So Far? And upon listening to the recently released episode, I feel like it could serve as the follow-up I've been craving for Sorted. Henry Jenkins is well-known in fan circles for having written critically and positively about fandom since the early 90s, and I've been fortunate enough to collaborate with Henry and many of his colleagues in various capacities over the years. Colin McClay is a research professor and executive director of the Annenberg Innovation Lab at USC, where he co-leads the Civic Media Fellowship, of which I am a senior fellow. How do you like it so far? Chats with artists, activists, technologists, fans, policymakers, and more about the relationship between popular culture and politics. The title of the podcast is a nod to the fact that its creators are still iterating on what the podcast is and may become, something I can highly relate to for First Draft Theater. Having had so many thought-provoking conversations with both Henry and Colin off mic over the years, I was thrilled to join them on their podcast. And if you're someone who thinks critically about media, I think that you will enjoy this and any episode of the show. If you are someone who has been wondering what I've been up to since Sorted came out, or since I stopped posting as many YouTube videos, or since I stopped hosting Cool Stuff Ride Home, I think this episode serves as a great update and explanation. The larger middle chunk of the episode is devoted to a discussion about the author of Harry Potter, her unwavering anti-trans assertions, and in particular, the podcast series The Witch Trials of J.K. Rowling, which, unbeknownst to me until it was published, used sound bites of me ripped from other podcasts. Henry and Colin gave me space to talk more about how I'm feeling about the situation these days, and also articulated their own opinions in what I think is a very useful way. In a way, this conversation could serve as a counter to my largely uncritical positioning of Harry Potter in Sorted. More broadly, in the episode, I talk about how I started my career as a Harry Potter fan and then as a trans advocate, but how I've been moving away from both of those things, and how much of that is personal choice, and how much is related to the Harry Potter franchise's CTO, that is, Chief Turf Officer. At the beginning of the episode, Colin and Henry asked me to share my origin story. I took that to mean my origins as a fan and media maker, so you get a slightly different slice of biography than is included in Sorted there. And in the back half of the episode, I get a chance to talk about everything I've been doing since Sorted came out. I talk about the many different projects I've been undertaking, why I've been posting less on social media generally and YouTube specifically, why I was desperate to have a job that wasn't tied to my trans identity, but how I still can't stop making art on trans topics. And I talk about how I approach creating art for so many different types of media. I also touch on the struggles that I've had to create things up to the standard I believe in, while also making it sustainable. And I tell a story about almost throwing up during a performance of The Infinite Wrench. Overall, this podcast episode hit on a lot of topics and offered space for deeper reflections that I wish people reading Sorted today could hear from me now. Or people who have tried to keep up with me but have been throttled by a combination of algorithms, an increasingly fragmented social media landscape, and my decreased presence online. I do think it's worth listening to the whole podcast. Both hosts are media experts, and Henry in particular is a legend in the world of fan studies, so their takes on the Harry Potter and trans stuff is very worthwhile. But if you are only interested in one bit, there are some timestamps in the show notes. Plus, do stick around to the very end of the episode for a funny story from Henry about the very first panel that I ever spoke on back in 2012. And fun fact about that not included in his story, one of my fellow panelists was Dorian Electra. And now for some slightly more related than usual rogue recommendations. So if you liked hearing two scholars talk about media on How Do You Like It So Far, then I highly recommend another podcast called Material Girls. It is the newest show from the team behind the popular Witch Please podcast. Each week, Hannah and Marcel use critical theory to discuss pop culture. Topics range from Taylor Swift to Star Wars. I particularly liked the episode on Barbie and petrocapitalism. I recently recorded an episode with them, which I was so excited to do, and that is going to be released early in the new year, so look out for that. And if you want to bet on what topic I discussed with them, you should leave a comment on Substack. Or, I don't know, I guess a review on Apple Podcasts? Help other people find this podcast? This year, Rachel Maddow went from hosting her MSNBC show every weekday to just once a week. And she explained to Seth Meyers in an interview that I will link to in the show notes that the break from that schedule has actually meant she is working more and is even more stressed out. And listeners, I felt seen. This is very much how I have felt since the end of Cool Stuff Ride Home. I feel completely unmoored, and like I still don't have enough time to do everything that I am trying to do. This video is less a recommendation for you and just something that I felt I had to share. But next, are you tired of hearing these same old Christmas songs over and over again? Well, I've got you covered. Cher released a new Christmas album this year that is really great for parties. Also, I somehow missed that Earth, Wind & Fire put out a banger of a Christmas album in 2014, which includes the song December, set to You Know What Song. My friend, indie folk-ish musician Chris Daly, makes a new Christmas album nearly every year, so you should check those out. My favorite track on this year's album is called When Otis Redding Sang Merry Christmas Baby. Another musician friend of mine, Paul DeGeorge, has been putting out meticulously curated mixes of obscure Christmas music since 2008. Link in the show notes to over 300 tracks to spice up your rotation. And as we celebrate the holidays, it is imperative that we not forget those around us who are suffering, especially the civilians in Palestine and Israel. So I'd like to share in the show notes a document put together by my fellow neo-futurist Annie Levin, which we have been sharing at every performance of The Infinite Wrench. It includes resources on taking action to demand a ceasefire, donating to aid organizations, learning more about the conflict, and keeping up with breaking news from verified sources. But as far as what I have been up to since the last newsletter got sent out in the spring, well, I spent most of the fall performing in The Infinite Wrench, and your last chance to catch me this year will be December 15th and 16th. Tickets and info in the show notes. Next year, 2024, is the New York Neo Futurist 20th anniversary, and as a nonprofit, we thought what better way to celebrate than by raising money to keep us going. You can learn more about the Neo Futurists and the fundraiser in particular at my donation page in the show notes. And just dropped today, the latest episode that I guest hosted of Harry Potter and the Sacred Text. In it, Vanessa Zoltan and I discuss Chapter 18 of the Order of the Phoenix through the theme of possibility, as well as do the Jewish reading practice of Pardaeus. And finally, I'd like to link my most recent YouTube video, which I did put out quite a few months ago, but is still more recent than the last newsletter that I sent out. It was inspired by a line from Kate McKinnon during the Barbie press tour about how gender roles rob people of half their humanity. And this video was my take on that as a trans man while doing a bunch of household chores. And that is going to be it for this edition of First Draft Theater. Make sure to subscribe on Substack or wherever you get your podcasts for future installments. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time.